This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're talking about the peace of God in our lives this week, and I wonder if that's a real need in your own life. Are you facing circumstances that are taking the peace out of your life? Do you know you don't have to live that way? You don't have to live where circumstances dictate your peace. You can be a person who has inner peace even in the midst of the most devastating circumstances. It doesn't mean you don't feel sadness over tragedy. It doesn't mean you don't feel stress over issues in your life. But over and above and through all those things can be the peace of God flowing through you. Why don't you take a moment right now and just say to God, Lord, I need to hear what you have to say to me today. Speak to me through your word right now. Well, when we face those circumstances, what is our anchor? What is it that keeps us steadfast, keeps our faith in God strong, keeps us moving in the right direction? Jesus said at the end of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 24, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house. And yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Well, what is your life anchored to? What is the foundation of your life? Where do you go to keep you focused rightly when you're in times of trouble? God's word. That's what Jesus says. Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them. God's word, the Bible, should be your primary source of wisdom and advice in life. It should be what keeps you focused on God. It should be the place where you say to God, I need to hear from you. And you get on your knees and open up your Bible on your bed in front of you or on your chair, and you start praying and reading and listening to God and allowing him to speak into your life through his word. There's nothing that Satan would like more than to distract you and keep you in uncertainty, in anxiety, to keep you from being focused on God. He wants to keep all of your attention on those circumstances that are troubling you. God wants you to keep your focus on him and absorb his truth and to trust him. That's when peace begins to pervade your soul. John Bunyan once wrote, "If we have not quiet in our minds, outward comfort will do no more for us than a golden slipper on a gouty foot." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.